You know, I've been moving places, but only in the same neighborhood, just across the street. Hey there, Zesties. Welcome back to another episode of The Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal experiences, development, society, and culture. So if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please keep on listening. So yes, Zesties, I am back. I have been MIA for a long while, I guess maybe like 3 weeks. And lately, life has been filled with numerous events and changes, which made it quite difficult for me to record some episodes. But alas, I am back now. And apologies if I wasn't really the best in notifying you guys, especially on social media. I will try my best next time to keep you posted in social media, but I'm not really posting that much on, you know, Instagram, Facebook, and even YouTube. Because to be honest, Zesties, I'm not really a fan of social media now. I have been, you know, when it first started, especially my generation is the one who really got the initial taste of it. But I'm just not into it right now. And I think it's much healthier as well for me. I wouldn't say that I'm using my time wisely because I watch a lot of TV and YouTube. But in terms of posting, even opening it, I'm just not really super into it. So I will try next time to notify you guys maybe more on recording, on the podcast, notifying you. But yes, I'm back. And yes, as I've mentioned, there have been numerous events and changes, not only on my life, but also in the whole world as well. As we all know, there is a war going on. I'm not really into these political commentaries because I'm not an expert on it. But for me, my stance is no one wins in war. So whatever it is, both sides are losing because, you know, innocents are from both sides are being killed. So I stand against war, but that's what the world we currently live in, which is like a shame, right? Because I feel like humanity is the, you know, is just causing this one. Humanity is causing the death of itself. But again, another existential question. But let's move on to a happier note, Zesties. So the reason why I wasn't really recording that much, or I didn't have the time to record an episode, because we were moving houses, which is a good thing. We've been on the first house, or let's say apartment, for 4 years when we arrived here in Australia. That's our first apartment. But now we've moved to another apartment, which is actually on the next block. But apparently, you know, it's quite difficult to move here in Australia. And I know that moving in general is quite difficult. You know, I've been moving places in Dubai. We've moved. This is again a funny note because we've been moving to different apartments, but only in the same neighborhood. So going back to the Dubai move, so we were in, like, I think I did mention it in one of my episodes, Dubai episodes back then. I would link that in the episode notes down below, which episode it was. In Dubai, we were in an area which I really like. It's called Dubai Marina. And we moved to a different place just across the street. And then, but when I say across the street in Dubai, it's the Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, or I'd say highway. So it's a pretty big highway with like maybe 6 lanes in one side. So maybe like 12 lanes. I don't know. I can't remember, but it's a pretty big highway, like the biggest I've seen. And we've moved to the opposite side of the road, which is the Jumeirah Lake Towers. And equally nice as well. A bit cheaper, and that's why we've moved there. And it's a bigger apartment and a bit cheaper. But yeah, and now we've moved in the same suburb, but just across, or a different block, which is, again, I guess that's our pattern, right? But we really like this area that we're in, and we're very happy that we're able to move. So it's quite a good blessing in 2023, and 2023 has been quite good to me. Relatively good to me, so I'm pretty happy with that. So yeah, the moving in Australia is very, very different when based on my past experiences in the Philippines and in Dubai, because in Australia, labor is very, very expensive, like extreme. I think this is one of the most expensive places to live in the world, and especially with the minimum wage as well. It's one of the highest in the world. And it has its pros and cons, right? Because if a country has a high minimum wage, then everyone will be able to afford and live decently. But the drawback is because the labor is very high, also, yeah, the labor is very high, then again, it's everything is expensive. So when you rent a car or, you know, a truck, or even like when you get people to help you move or the movers, then they are very, very expensive, even though if it's on the next block. So we pack our boxes. Even the boxes are quite expensive here. So you pack your own box and then the movers will just move it, right? But then, so we did mention to that company or whoever the contact is in that company that we have a bed to be moved. We have, yeah, mainly the bed and the furniture, like the couch. And then when the movers came in, they were like surprised that there is a bed to be moved. I mean, you're a moving company, or, you know, you are the professional movers. Why you don't expect this? And then they said, oh, the office didn't tell them. Oh, the office people do not know anything about moving. So it's just very, very different here in a way that the movers just literally move the boxes, and it's very expensive. And I guess, I mean, if I am a person who is on this profession, then it's good on me, right? But it's just that the expectation that I had was quite different, especially in the previous experiences that I had, wherein in the Philippines, of course, you know, although you pack your own boxes, but the movers don't, maybe I would say, don't, for the lack of a better term, complain that there are beds to be moved or furniture to be moved. And yes, yeah, so it was quite different experience. In Dubai, it was very, very easy to move. Not just because we moved across the road, but, you know, the movers do a lot of the, I'd say, heavy lifting, you know. But yeah, so that was like quite comfortable. You don't have to, you know, think about anything. And it's funny because I'm here. So, you know, the movers quite, I'd say, for the lack of a better term, complained that there is a bed to be disassembled. Again, which we already informed the office that there is a bed to be disassembled and then reassembled. But for some reason, it wasn't communicated and they weren't expecting it. So yeah, and again with that, because it's an hourly rate, of course, then the cost of moving is way, way higher, even though it's just the next block, right? So I guess that's quite an interesting thing for me to experience, because, you know, it's really like the movers really just literally move the boxes. And if we would have known, would we get movers? Well, yes and no, because a lot of people here, they do rent trucks too, and then they move the furniture themselves. The thing about us is because we don't really have family here living in Australia, so it's just going to be us. So might as well get, you know, people to move, but it's really extremely expensive. I have to tell you, like, I can't even fathom how expensive it was, like, more than $1,000 for, like, let's say 2 or 3 hours of move, which is, again, just the next block. But anyway, all is well. We've moved and, you know, and the movers kind of like reassembled the bed, which is, again, charged to us anyway. So yeah, Australia is pretty, pretty expensive, but I guess the quality of living here is also way better, you know, than most of the places in the world, which I can't complain, right? So, but yes, yeah, so, and then there's this homelessness problem as well. You would think that in a world where the labor is very high, or people are, let's say, highly paid, there will be fewer homeless people. But for some reason now, a lot of homeless people are sprouting everywhere. And I don't know exactly I don't know exactly why. I do know why, in a sense where, you know, the interest rates of the mortgage is very expensive now. So I guess people are losing their homes and they cannot maybe afford to live in a house. That's the main reason, but I still can't fathom why they are homeless in a way that they could just go and get a job. That part to me is, I don't really exactly know. I haven't researched anyway. So this is just a very casual episode, Zesties. So yes, that's the current state right now. And also there's a lot of break-ins as well here, especially in Brisbane. I'm not entirely sure about Sydney and Melbourne, but Brisbane really is just crazy. The people here just break in the houses and steal something, which, I mean, that's in a way not the worst thing because at least you're not killed, right? But people, you know, they break into your house and take your valuables and etc. And the thing here in Australia is that the houses, a lot of the houses, unlike in the Philippines, have fewer gates, or you can easily get in the gate. The gate is not like super high. Sometimes, maybe also in some of the suburbs in the US, right? Like, it's just a house with a door and there's no gate or anything, and you have your front yard and stuff like that. So it's not really secure in a way where, you know, people can easily break in the houses. And I guess, you know, it wasn't that high crime before, because when I arrived here in Australia, I was very surprised of how the houses are not gated, or maybe the gate, there are gates or, you know, fences, but it's easy to get in. In the Philippines, it doesn't happen like that. No. like decent houses, you know, have really, I'd say, secure, or, you know, have these gates that doesn't let you come in easily. But because here in Australia, it wasn't the norm that you get break-ins. So, but now it's becoming the norm, which is very concerning. So even in our apartment building, there are even break-ins on the storage rooms. So just recently, this is just very recent, even this month when we moved in, someone broke in to the storages, which is owned by other people. We don't have a storage, but some people own storages in some of the levels. And then there is a guy or a girl, I don't know, who broke in and stole the valuables. But unfortunately, in Queensland, if someone is under 18 and has committed a crime, then they cannot be jailed or whatever, and or even juvie, because of they just get let go, you know. And then, you know, it's a recurring pattern. And then that, you know, there's no, you know, quote unquote punishment for these crimes, which is again unfortunate. But you would think that it's kind of like a vicious cycle, in a way that if, for example, these teens would go to jail, let's say, like irrespective of the Queensland law or something, if these teens or under 18s go to jail and then they will go out of the world after maybe a year or two, and then they haven't gone to school, and then they will not get a job, proper job, and then they will get and commit more bigger crimes because they haven't been to school, etc. So it's a vicious cycle. And then if also these under 18s don't go to jail, which is the current Queensland law, then they will repeat the same behavior. So it's really, really difficult. And yeah, I don't even have an answer for it. So I'm really hoping that, I mean, these people would someday wake up and that they are really not doing the right thing. And, you know, these under 18s, they are not even like poor, I would say. There are under 18 people who do these crimes just for the heck of it, then, which is much more annoying, right? Unlike, let's say, people in third world countries like the Philippines, like a lot of them maybe commit the crimes just because they don't have anything to eat, you know. But these people, they have something to eat, they have something, but they still, you know, they steal just for the heck of it, just for the thrill of it, which is again very, very disheartening. So yes, that's the current state of Queensland right now. However, I can't complain. All other, you know, it's still, I would say, a bit peaceful than other areas in the world. So not really complaining, but just giving you the context on how it is in this side of the world. So how about you, Zesties? How is your side of the world right now? Please let me know in the comments down below on the social media or YouTube or in the Spotify comments section. I would be very interested to know. So there you have it, Zesties. That's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And for our returning listeners, thank you so much for staying tuned all this time. And if you have stories to share or episode recommendations, please do email gleefultalkshow@gmail.com. I would be very interested to know what are the topics that you are interested in or you want me to discuss on. And of course, please don't forget to share, like, subscribe, follow the podcast. It will definitely help the podcast a lot. And I'll see you next episode. Have a gleeful life.